Yeah, welcome back to Real News We Made Up. Beep, 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 beep.
All right, you can actually do sound effects.
That's a pretty good sound effect.
Yep.
Sound like FIFA. You guys, we're back, baby. We got some new guests here. Do you want to introduce our guest today?
I'll introduce Mr. James Edward Walker over here.
Oh, wow. Nobody's going to know who I am.
Going full.
That's elegant, man.
Jay Walker, everybody.
Jay Walker.
Fellow friend of mine, occasional stand-up comedian. Star of the movie Coin Heist on Netflix.
Hey.
Nice. Numerous web series. Twitch gamer for about 7 months.
Yeah.
Just great friend overall.
One of your best friends.
Amateur computer builder.
Excuse me. I'd like to see you do better.
Ah, that's true. He's got a point. Dude, well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We also have a stand-up comedian, Instagrammer, YouTuber, does a lot of stuff, acting.
Yeah, all that.
Trevor Wallace, everybody.
Yes, hey, crowd goes wild.
Oh, my God. Dude, what are you guys up to? What's the latest stuff? What's new?
Man, what is new?
You're blowing up right now.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, thanks,
hell
man.
Yeah.
It's exciting times. So nice. I'm just trying to keep the fire burning, you know? Mm-hmm. That's really all I really do is make videos and do stand-up, and anything else besides that, I'm like, yeah, that's irrelevant. You know? You want me to pay my rent? What does that have to do?
Anything else relevant? Dating scene? Where you eat? The only thing that matters right now is videos and stand-up?
Yeah. Okay. Every once in a while, I'll, like, remember to eat a meal here and there or something, or like the girlfriend, I'll be like, oh, hey, you know, but...
Have you started getting recognized yet?
Yeah, especially when I go to bars, it's ridiculous.
Really?
This last video I made was all about like the hard seltzers and all that. So I was just in San Diego last weekend, and that's like the demographic. Like if a hard seltzer was a city, it'd be San Diego, Pacific Beach to be specific.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everybody's just like, God damn. And you're just like, oh God.
Yeah.
I just want to drink my drink alone.
That's awesome, so, dude. Exciting, man.
It is a great time. So.
Yeah, I remember when we did that video, and you were only at 11,000. Followers.
Which one was that?
Remember when we just like we were at Rye Dunes? We just did that video.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We did the worst.
Yeah,
I should still make it. I should still cut it up. It's the
you
worst.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I should cut it. I'm gonna cut that up and make that.
Dude,
you're at 11. You jumped up to what? What are you at now? Followers.
Instagram. 890K.
Damn, bro.
Wow. I just want the mil. Then I'm good.
You're at 890 on Instagram?
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just gonna retire at a mil?
I think so. Because after
retire
that, what are you gonna look forward to? 2 mil?
Yes.
Yeah. Nah.
That's true.
That's successful.
Dude, let me ask
you
a question.
If you want, you should just hand over your account password to me. And
I'm down.
Okay. Yeah. I guess this question's for both of you guys because you both do stand up. What do you like better? Like, what is if you could only do one thing? Would you rather be doing stand up or acting or YouTube, whatever? Like, if you could only do. You could be the best at one of those things, but...
You can be the best.
Be the
you
best?
Could, you be could be... Best? Let's just say, instead of putting it at the best, we'll say you could be... You are professional at whatever you're doing, but you could only do stand-up comedy or acting or YouTube, whatever.
Wow. I love the feeling of stand-up more than any video. No amount of views will make you have that same feeling as being on stage.
So true,
there's no,
so true.
You can't beat being
right.
on stage. Because the energy... Even doing comedy on film, it's like... Ah, oh, shit, was that good?
Yeah.
Because you got to look to the crew and be like,
the
are
director's
people trying
laughing?
To laugh?
And you're like, oh, the guy that's never cracked a smile is laughing? That's how I feel with auditions, too. And it's so like, but any live reaction, I'm a big fan of. Because any view, like, you refresh it and it's a new number. It's not like those people are coming into your room and just high-fiving you like, hey, nice, say nice, say nice. And
that'd be kind of fun.
I wish.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be a lot.
I wish 50, I could
50,000 likes.
But like, just like open one room and then it's just like 50,000 people. It'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
Because my problem is I don't know how big a million people is. Like, I would love to just see a million people. Like, I want to be in a helicopter and be like, oh, that block right there is a million people.
I used to, when I started getting big on Vine, I used to visualize it because I would go to, like, the Anaheim Ducks and there's, like, 18,000
right.
seats. And I'd be like, oh, I could fill up every single hockey stadium.
That's so funny,
I was like, holy, like, that's when it was like, whoa, that's a lot. Like, that's what 300,000 people looks like. I was like, what?
Crazy.
It's a city.
Yeah.
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 It's a small city.
I could fill up this room.
Hey, there you go.
With my fans.
But like, I just want to see
I just want to point out that,
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. That chair might
two couches.
That's
maybe after you post our old video.
Oh, maybe.
Get some spillover right there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he might go down to 889.
Yeah, 889. Yeah, so
dude.
Might lose a film.
You know what happens. Gotta make sacrifices sometimes.
Well, guys, man, thanks for doing the podcast. Let's start off with our first game because our first game's awesome.
Yeah, we just started introducing this game. It used to be at the end of the podcast. Now we put it right off the top.
Right,
it's so much fun.
I like it. So headliner's the opener.
So what we're really going to do is these are real headlines from actual crimes committed, all of which in Florida. Mm-hmm. And one of you will be the defendant for your client, and the other one could choose to be the client or just abstain. Okay. And then we'll be the judge, and you basically have to try and get your client off from the charges that were presented by justifying the crime. Whatever you need to do to get your client off the hook.
Who wants to go first? Just been saying, get my client off a whole lot.
You want to read the first crime? Who wants to go? Who wants to be the first attorney?
Who am I? You guys pick.
Do you want to be attorney? Or you want to be attorney?
Who you're both going to do it. You just have.
I want to plead for somebody. I want to be like, Your Honor.
All right,
this you're, is you're going first.
Okay, you're the first attorney. Me.
Hell yeah!
And all you're right. defending Jay, and we are the judge in unity.
Got you.
Okay. Well, your client. You are defending your client today.
Mm-hmm.
And. This is what happened. Man who attacked McDonald's worker over straw sentenced to jail.
Over straw was sentenced to jail.
Yeah.
Well, here's
your client here. He attacked a McDonald's worker over a straw.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, your honors and honoresses, I would like to say that this paper straw phenomenon has gone too far. Mm. My client over here is deathly allergic to paper.
Thank you.
That's why he drinks out of water cups, because they're not made out of paper. Mm. You ever seen a paper cup made out of water? Don't answer that. Okay, I'll be the one asking the questions here, all right? Oh, okay. So he is deathly allergic to paper, and that's why they don't even give his to-go food. They hand it to him, just bun in hand right there. That's why if you look back at the footage, he got a Big Mac handed off to him like it was a triathlon.
No, right? No bun.
I carry gloves.
It had the gloves, bun, but there was no paper wrapped around it.
Oh, okay.
Deathly allergic, mm-hmm. And then he goes, may I get a straw? They look at him in the eyes.
Did he say, can I have a straw or may I get
may
a straw?
May I.
Oh, he said may I.
For the record, though, if he is allergic to paper, does that also mean he's allergic to wood? I would just like to clarify. Is he also allergic to his house?
No. Skateboard? Wood is fine.
So it's just when you chop down wood fine. To the minimalist width, then he builds an allergy
what
to it.
What it really is, just for the record. Is the color of paper throws him off, because he's a little bit colorblind.
What about construction paper?
Construction paper's fine. It's a little bit girthier. It's a little thicker. Okay. You know,
it's not as intimidating.
Money is fine, mm-hmm. But just a plain white straw. A lot of variables there. You know.
Ah, so get it. Your, hey, listen. Okay. See, I can't. See,
now you are teasing. You're taunting my client
my,
over here.
My throat is swelling up.
Paper. We're just trying to. He's just trying to confirm evidence. He's just trying to verify the validity of the.
And I tried to give him to get them a McFlurry. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's a tube in there. You can use that as a straw. I've done it once in college.
Wow.
Very drunk, but. They wouldn't do it. They were framed. They said, sir, this is 2019. We only have paper straws.
Okay. Mm.
And rightfully so, was defending himself because the cashier reached back, cocked the back, and went to go throw it at him.
Mm.
Had that have hit him, he would not be sitting here next to me today.
Now, he did attack the man. He went in full
rightfully
blown.
Rightfully
so. We have a video here of him whooping his ass.
Huh. Right.
Numerous strikes
over the straw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
the cashier was already unconscious.
It was self-defense because he was about to throw it, and you know that's like, he went back. So my client over here was just defending himself because had he not defend himself, that straw would have hit him. And like I said,
your client was seen striking the unconscious cashier 7 times after being clearly incapacitated.
Well, that was just for good luck, you know, because it's you got to be because he did 7 times, right?
7 times.
Had he done 8, that would have been a little weird, but 7 is like 7, you know, lucky number 7.
So your client also has OCD.
Yep.
Okay.
Severe.
Understood. 7 is
so
lucky
that's
number?
Why the straw and the straw, you got to count all the paper threads, and that's an OCD thing. So that's why we're big plastic straw supporters here.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Your Honor, how do you feel?
I'd like to say that. I understand the paper phobia.
Right.
Thank you. Freaks me out a little bit myself. You make very good defense. And he did whoop his ass, but he hit him only 7 times.
7.
8 would have been a little too far.
Aggressive.
It was 7 times after unconscious, Your Honor.
That is noted.
Okay.
And I'd like to... You will be sentenced to 35 years in prison.
Wow!
35?
Thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate that.
Can he get out on good behavior?
He's free again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Yeah, wow, right. That's good.
Man, I love being the judge.
That was nice, dude. For a second, I was like, damn, 35 years?
35 years.
You good? Damn, love being the judge.
Hell yeah.
This is why I went to school, guys.
Dude, you think I had some weed or something.
He did a hell of a defense. That's
got
why he's
out,
off.
Man.
You're free.
Got you out.
Mm. Judge got
thank
jokes.
You.
All right.
I got you.
You're going to defend your client here?
You're
going to
defend your client.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh, God. I'm doing this one.
All right.
These are real, so you can't get mad at me. This is a legitimate, real crime. All right. Your client has hit his pregnant girlfriend with a bag of tortilla chips over the baby's paternity results.
Over the baby's paternity results?
Yes. Over the gender reveal.
Is he the father? Oh, wait. Paternity results or gender reveal?
Wait, no. Well, let's go paternity. So he is the father.
He is the father.
Yes. He found out he's a father, and then he hit his pregnant girlfriend with a bag of tortilla chips. And he's now facing...
Allegedly.
Now he's facing 5 years.
Your Honor, my client is a new father. Mm. My client has never wanted anything more in his life than to be a father. Mm. Do you not celebrate in unexpected ways when you're faced with just sheer joy?
Corn chips?
Corn chips. That was the close. Some people would like to reach for a horn to toot. Mm. Some people would, you know, throw up some confetti. Mm-hmm. My client did not have confetti, no.
No confetti. Mm.
He had some chips. And in his excitement, he elected not to open the chips. Mm. He just threw them. Mm. And his pregnant wife just happened to be right in front of his face.
I think you should know more about your client. It is his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
So it already seems that you are untrustworthy.
Hey,
in this court of law.
It's 2019. You know, we don't like to put labels we on don't, things.
My client does not like labels. Wife, point. Girlfriend, mm-hmm. family.
Ooh, love.
Love. It's all the same.
Love okay. is a good thing.
I think I've made my case.
You have admitted that your client did, in fact, hit his girlfriend, but you haven't abstained as to why the charges of 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
Is a gross, gross... carrying of the law.
Look, she is here right now, pressing charges. 5 years.
Mm. I mean, 5 years isn't.
Is there anything you guys would like to say to each other? Is there anything you guys would like to say to you? Have you apologized to your?
Can I speak to my client real quick?
You can speak to your client.
Hey, listen, they just don't like your whole vibe.
They don't.
It really doesn't seem like this is going to go anywhere for you. 5 years might be good.
Not bad.
I'll try to get it down to like 3.5.
Get a prison body.
You can get.
Yeah. You're gonna leave.
Like get out
between you and I.
Then I'm a big Jesus lover.
I would love to see him.
And between you and me, we know you don't like this kid, so he's gonna grow up most of his life without you.
And he knows how much I hate corn chips.
Okay.
Order.
Okay.
I'll do 7 years.
Say what?
My client.
I'm sorry.
7 years.
More of the story.
I want more.
I just want a prison body, and then when I get out of jail, I just want to be the biggest Jesus lover ever. Everybody gets out of jail.
I want more time.
So religious. I don't know what
happens.
That'd
be so funny if a guy goes into jail and they're like, "Sir, you're on trial for 5 years." He goes, "I want more." They're like, "What the fuck?"
I want to come back
out of here, man. Have you met my girlfriend? Give me 10.
Give me 10.
I don't want to raise a 3-year-old. Let me come back when he's in second
grade. Those were life.
Those were so fast.
What?
Those were fast.
Well, they can go.
We can do it again.
More?
Should we do more? We'll have them give us one.
Yeah, give us one.
Okay. Who wants to go
first? Those were way faster, yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. All right.
You get both. Whoa. Wow. Jinx.
Let Vinny go first.
So, Vinny, you are an attorney right now.
I'm defending my client.
Okay, cool. Well,
here's your gavel, sir.
Yes, thank you so much. All right, let's see here. All right. Wow. These are all Florida headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. True. Right. Okay. Cool. Let's see here. Wow. Okay. These are really good.
They're all insane.
You know what's the crazy part about them? All of them are actually in order from days they actually happened. So those are all just from February.
Wow.
In order.
Florida is lit. Like, dude, there is not a day where cops are just chilling. Cops wake up and panic every morning.
So we were informed by a guest 2 times ago that the reason why all these Florida man headlines break out is because there's no law preventing them from not being disclosed. So all these crimes are happening in every other state, but there's laws in the state to protect these crimes from breaking loose. So that way, like, journalists can't actually report them. But in Florida, they don't care.
They should just report it everywhere.
I know, but this is a great like branding ploy for Florida. If I'm a state that like wants like less people to move in, I would start publicizing.
Or
but do you want more people to move there for state tax reasons?
Go ahead. Well, we're just waiting for you.
Moving on. I mean, there's so many good ones, and it's like, it's so funny because the most boring one on here is about urine, which is like, all right, that's still a pretty good Wednesday in Florida. Okay, defendant, if I may.
Yes.
Mr. Fastline.
Your Honor.
If that is your real name. Your client over here broke into a home, then fell asleep on a couch while high on meth. Plead your case. Falling asleep on meth, huh?
Do I not live in Florida?
It's true. Sorry. Meth is NyQuil out in Florida.
Your Honor, I'd like to start off by saying naps are wonderful. They're very good for your health. I feel like enough people in this world do not do naps enough. You need approximately 7 to 8 hours of sleep. My client did not know he was smoking meth. He was in a community smoke sesh, and there was some friends of his that brought some weird doobie, and he smoked it. And then he started getting naked and running around and shouting stuff out. Didn't know he was on meth. And then he broke into a home. The home that he broke into, a friend's, knew the guy. It's your home.
It was my home, yes.
And a good friend. And he said, I'm just going to go in there and crash on the couch.
Are you aware that methamphetamines are illegal in the state of Florida? So is breaking in.
Sir, the guy that gave him the weed is
weed?
The bad part. The weed, it's what he thought it was weed.
There's not too much white weed out there.
But, yeah. But he's also colorblind.
When it's rolled up in paper, you don't know what color it is.
My client is also colorblind. So okay. He looked at it.
It's the second colorblind case today.
It's interesting. It's just a thing that happens, I guess, today. I don't know. Maybe it's just in Florida. But he was smoking, didn't know that it was meth. And I think his friend, who's no longer his friend, should be put in prison.
You think the friend should be put in prison?
Yeah. My client.
For.
My client was just taking a napskis on a couch, and he has a beautiful love sofa. He's got one of those love sacks.
Got you.
If you ever had one of those love sacks, if you sit in them, you instantly, he wasn't even tired. You imagine a meth addict falling asleep.
That's what concerns me.
Right.
I think he was playing asleep.
They're hanging posters. They're making pizzas or whatever they do.
Do you hang posters on meth?
I don't know. I don't do it. And he didn't do it. He doesn't do it.
Do you hang posters on meth? Do you eat pizza on meth?
You eat pizza sometimes?
Yeah, see?
Sometimes, huh?
See?
But pizza sounds delicious. Like a man who's on methamphetamines right now.
Right!
So if I were to have a slice of pizza with me right now, would you eat it? Methamphetamines!
If you would have a slice on pizza with you, that means you were eating it.
Ooh.
Shit. Okay.
Your Honor, you're going to prison.
Yeah. Whatever it takes me out of the state of Florida. 3 years to the judge. I wonder if that's ever happened. Like where
he just keeps putting himself
in jail.
They threw
facts back at the judge. And the judge was like, oh, shit.
Yo, there was a video that like went viral of a judge getting in a fight with a public defender in court.
Like a fist fight?
They were arguing, like fucking going back and forth. And then the judge was like, you know what? You want to take this outside? And they go outside. And then you just hear the judge beat the shit out of this
dude. Wow.
Yeah.
You think as a judge, you wouldn't need to fight. That's like why you became a judge.
Right.
So you can hide behind like a bailiff. Do you think they get called a bailiff?
Do you think they get naked under those bailiffs?
Yeah. What a great name.
Do
you think they're naked under those bailiffs? Do you think there's ever a guy that's like, you know, fuck it, I'm going
naked.
Wait,
the bailiff is in the gown.
That's the security guard.
The bailiff is the actual person. I was like, what do you mean? Are you naked?
I was like, yeah, we're all naked.
The bailiff is the person that...
To each his own, I call my gowns bailiffs. This
is,
I'm actually
wearing bailiff is a, they is protect a great you? Name, though.
This is a bailiff right here. This is my new brand.
It sounds so elegant. Protected? Getting your ass beat by a bailiff? I'm like, ooh.
The bailiff is the person who like hands their evidence to the judge and back.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No, it's definitely.
That's pretty confident.
Yeah, you know.
I think three of us.
Tomatoes, tomatoes, guys.
You thought the gown was called a bailiff.
Yeah, tomatoes, tomatoes.
That's what I call it. I call the gowns.
We're wrong.
I call the gowns bailiffs.
Guess okay, we're wrong.
So do you think the guy goes naked under his bailiff?
I'm naked under this. I'll tell you that much.
There's probably a judge that just freeballs it, just underneath.
That'd be funny. Or like since you can't see underneath, so if I naked under there, just serving somebody a life while naked.
If I didn't know what a bailiff is, which I do know what a bailiff is, obviously it's a, you know. Yeah. But if I didn't, what would it be? Not a gown. If what would a real bailiff be? What is it again?
A robe.
I know the answer.
Sounds like a seasoning. Add a little bit of bailiff.
You're picturing a bailiff like a male romper.
Wait, what is
that's kind of what I think Vinny's
thinking. Security guard?
Yeah, bailiff is. Well, he's like the security guard slash the person that like exchanges evidence back and forth.
Right, I knew that, but I was just
hypothetically.
Just to make sure.
Just wanted to
hypothetically.
Clarify if I didn't know that.
So you have no idea. I am so lost.
Just out of curiosity, do you know what the name of the person is that draws the courtroom?
Sketch artist?
No.
Do they have a name?
Sternographer.
Well, goddamn, that's one that's tough. Wow. Nobody knows that one.
Anything with O-grapher at the end is great.
Yeah.
Just dropping courtroom trivia.
How's that guy get that job?
The stenographer?
I think they work at fairs drawing people, and they're
what's that interview
caricature like? Artist. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, they just do $5 caricatures, and then like, oh, you should come to my courtroom.
The detail.
Why is it even necessary? Fantastic. Who is that even for?
Right.
That guy's just, oh, okay, sorry. Yep. We're in court. You gotta,
we have a new case.
Yes.
New case.
Yes. Yep.
And you are the attorney for the defendant?
Yep.
Okay, your client raised a rodent, a squirrel, in fact, that then went and attacked.
Oh, you know what? We just did this one last one. I thought it was a new piece of paper. Pick it up.
Well, shit.
That's so funny.
I was about to pick that one, too. That's a good one.
I must have wrote it twice.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
That was a fun one.
And time for a second.
If you didn't see our last podcast, we did that one. It was really fun.
Yeah, go check it out.
Okay, I'm ready.
What did I do, Your Honor?
Throw it at me, Your Honor. There's nothing I can't defend.
While we wait, ASMR.
I've never watched an ASMR video.
They're oddly satisfying.
Really?
It was like one of those where it's like, I was like, a 20-minute video of this, and then I'm like 13 minutes
what's
in.
What's the
like,
weirdest what ASMR?
They're
like
weird.
Like licking an onion?
There's some real weird ones where they put like a putty on the actual microphone and they like pull it, and it's like, it's oddly satisfying.
What does ASMR stand for? Audio simulation? Is it something like that? Where it's like audio, auditory?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I have no idea. But
if you can make an ASMR about anything, what would it be? If you could hear in vivid detail any sound.
I would want to do like the Jerry Springer Show, but on ASMR, where they're like, you cheated on me. And the guy's like, I didn't cheat on you. And we have Marissa in the back. She's like, God, you did cheat on me.
Mm.
And then they start fighting. They're like, I think right. ASMR, anything. Right. Oh, back in, brought to you by ASMR.
Your Honor, we're ready.
Okay.
Feels very unprofessional for you for not have the charges ready. But
apparently, the last judge already ruled on the case that I was presented with,
that's the courtroom's fault. So
yeah, it's the bailiff's fault. So I need to change clothes. nice. All right, your client was arrested with his girlfriend making love. Or
gross.
doing something of very inappropriate nature.
Yep.
In the back seat of a vehicle.
Back seat of the vehicle.
To clarify. Or, I'm sorry, back seat of a police vehicle.
Okay, so if
I'm the police vehicle.
Just for clarification, Your Honor, I would just like to know, did they break into the vehicle? Or were they already arrested prior and then were fornicating in the back seat after they'd already been arrested?
They had already been arrested.
They'd already been arrested.
For burglary.
And now there's an additional charge for fornication in the back seat.
Yes.
I see nothing wrong with that, Your Honor.
It's kind of dope.
Is there a crime for that?
This is what you're going to... Public indecency? Public exposure?
They're not in the public, Your Honor. They're in the back of a cop car, which has
tinted
windows.
They are in the public's vehicle.
Ah.
Hmm. Interesting way of putting it. Well, you know, Your Honor, if I don't mind saying, were they not handcuffed? Because if they were handcuffed, I would imagine it'd be rather hard to fornicate. Have you been in the back of a cop
little
car?
A little kinky, too.
You ever been in the back of a cop car?
The difficulty of committing a crime does not make the crime any less of a crime.
No, I'm just validating that it seems like the police officers, I'm questioning their integrity, that they were even able to allow these two to fornicate, to give oral to each other, 69, in the back seat of a cop car.
Felt good.
Where the room to move around is minimal. So I'm just saying, have you questioned your officers on this matter? Do you think maybe perhaps the officers asked this to be done?
They opened the door for me.
They opened the door for you.
They're like, go ahead.
To get into the car?
They're like, go ahead.
Your Honor, I would just like to state for the record that the handcuffs that were given to them were fuzzy. That doesn't seem like a routine way to arrest anyone.
Yeah.
So
The department has been low on resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just an unfortunate. We're just trying to keep up with the times.
In fact, I would just like to report that the file
confusing.
Actually stated that he was arrested by Hardeeville PD.
Hardeeville PD, yes.
Hardeeville PD.
They are one of the best police departments in the state of Florida.
They're one of the best strip. They provide strippers to houses.
Listen, cops don't get paid that much, all right? Everybody has to have a night job.
I'm just saying it seems like the court might have messed up the record here.
Who's on trial here, okay?
I still need to give you a ruling.
Right.
Don't forget that.
But I'm just saying, it seems like the court case that you're bringing forward and the charges were filed by Hardville PD, which if you type in hardville.com.
Not going to do that.
It's hardville.gov.
No, no.
Hardville.fl.
It's, Hardville, it's hardville.com. C-U-N. And it forwards to male strippers. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the court has somehow mistakenly reported Hardville.com's arrest to the court.
I just want to have sex.
Your Honor, are you wearing anything underneath your...
Thank you.
Underneath your gown?
Sex feels good.
Underneath my what?
Are you wearing anything underneath your gown? Underneath
I'm not bailiff. Wearing a gown. Thank you.
Is love a crime?
It's called a bailiff.
The bailiff? Are you wearing anything underneath under your bailiff? Are you
I don't know how that's any of your business.
Would you mind standing up for the courtroom right now?
It's a very long bailiff, so...
Hey,
it needs to be. Because no, I'm not.
At this point, I don't know who's going to jail, so... Again, I would like to volunteer myself.
Yeah, jokes in three. Hey. Stand-up comedian, boy. Nice. Dude, thanks for getting me off. You almost put me in jail longer.
Nice, okay. Nice pun.
Dude.
Ayo. That one was like...
Born and raised in Bonneville.
I think that crime happens everywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for
that's,
sure.
That's like really impressive.
We've had a few of these like where the crimes are fucked up. You have to defend your client like he burned his son alive. And you're like, Your Honor, his son lived. But he's got a shitload of Instagram followers. Like,
yeah, the GoFundMe page is popping.
That GoFundMe page is popping. We get it for the team. This is a team effort. Like, this one's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, how do you plead that when you get that case in your Monday morning?
Should we do one more?
We're pretty solid.
Should we shoot through these? Who's, these are fun. Have this game we didn't play last episode, but
yeah. I mean, yeah, when we still have our news stories as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we so gotta do those news
it's
stories.
It's plenty of time. So I mean, that one's a pretty fun one to do too. Why don't we just do the news stories?
Why don't we do the news stories and then if we get time we'll do another
cool.
one. Do you wanna go first? Do you want me to?
Can you go first? I'm gonna pull up my stories.
Okay. All right. Now I'm gonna read these news stories to you guys. And I'm going to read these news stories to you guys. You guys can agree, disagree. You can talk them out. I'm going to read both of them. You guys can challenge me if you want. But they're both very detailed. And let's see what they are. Okay, first headline is, grocery store employee arrested for stealing over 200 pounds of onions. An employee at Edwards food giant, William Copeland, 28, was arrested on Saturday for stealing over 8 cases of white onions, totaling over 200 pounds. The grocery store receives deliveries every Wednesday to be restocked in the store that evening. On Thursday morning, Edwards Food Giant stock manager Brad Holloway found the 8 cases of white onions missing from the shipment, which retails at 99 cents a pound. Holloway contacted a delivery vendor, realized no mistakes were made on their end. It was then reported to the Little Rock Police Department that the white onions were stolen. Video footage shows a white Chevrolet Silverado being packed up with the onion boxes. Little Rock Police Department Chief Dennis Morrison identified this man as William Copeland, who has been working at the grocery store for approximately 9 months. Copeland has stolen the onions and attempted to resell them to a local restaurant owner, Michael Hughes. Hughes stated, "He told me he was a regional farmer selling produce. He was acting like he was on drugs, and I became suspicious." Hughes owns two popular restaurants in town, the Root Cafe and the Pantry. Copeland was identified on tape, was charged with petty theft, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 6 months in prison. First news story.
That was in Arkansas?
Yes.
Little Rock Art.
Are we saying if that's real or fake?
So I'll read another one. One of these are going to be real, one's fake.
Yeah.
So I'll just read the second one. You guys can.
One's 100% true, one's 100% fake, and then based on who wins, there's a prize.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you guys can work together. You can work against each other, but at some point we'll figure out establish a winner.
What's the prize?
Well, you'll see.
It's the prize.
You'll see. Okay, second story.
I hope it's onions.
It's 200 pounds of it. College student in a Teletubby outfit arrested stealing Chinese food. A suburban college student who police found wearing a blood splattered Teletubby costume was officially charged Wednesday for breaking into a home to steal Chinese food. I've seen Rudolph the reindeer get arrested, others, and now a Teletubby, said Bethlehem Police Chief Mark DeLuzio. Therese Owens, 20, a student at Lehigh University, allegedly broke into a house occupied by several other students just before 2 a.m. on Sunday, breaking the window and the door frame on the rear door while wearing a bright yellow Teletubby. The Teletubby entered the refrigerator, removed Chinese food, and spilled it all over the floor in the kitchen and into a purse he had with him, the police report states. The Teletubby had cut himself and also left blood all over the place. Police located the Teletubby, his costume speckled with his own blood, nearby with Chinese food in his purse. Owens is being officially summoned on charges of criminal mischief and disorderly conduct. Damage to the home was estimated at $495.
Hmm. Now, right off the bat, I was like, the second one's the fake one. But, I feel like you guys are just trying to mess with my head a little bit and playing mind games. Hmm. That one sounds so unbelievable.
A reverse psychology.
That it might be true.
For the record, I don't know. So.
Oh.
Yeah, usually he knows my stories and I know his, but we didn't do that.
So are you going for or against that one?
You can how many pounds of onions was it?
200.
200 pounds 200. Of onions? 200. See, now that...
Turning over into to over.
Onions pounds. Are girthy. They got some weight to them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's probably about 312 onions would equal 200 pounds.
Let me do that quick Let onion
me
do that, math. Matt.
Let me...
Yeah. I was actually the guy that saw all the onions, so.
All right. Solid 6.
If you guys want any onion rings after
this.
An
insane talent. He just knows produce pounds.
He knows 11 ounces per onion.
Per onion.
How many avocados is 300 pounds?
I mean, a little bit more. 300 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're looking at about 197?
Damn, he's accurate, man.
What season is that in?
Fall.
Wow, he's so good.
Yeah. Because they're ripe, but they're still a little hard for, you know, a little chill coming in.
Wow.
Yeah, summer.
What's the weight difference when based on country?
Oh, well, in Canada, they're on the metric system. So they just weigh it in pounds out there, I think, which is the same exact thing as pounds. Yeah. They pay for it with pounds.
Oh. Metric system is...
I just sprint out of the room. I know too much.
you know there's gotta be somebody in the world, like, for sure there's some savant that knows the exact, like, weight and circumference of every fruit.
Mm.
And
it'd
be
like,
oh yeah, 600 oranges. That's 593 pounds.
Dude, people know crazy shit.
Yeah. Like, well, like, think about the first person that picked up, like, a cantaloupe at the grocery store and tapped on it, and they're like, that's how you know it's ripe. Like, there's people that, like, tap on it...
Yeah, no, true.
Not ready.
By the way, that person, the first person to ever do that, how crazy did he look at the grocery store?
They're probably just playing bongos, then they're like, wait a second.
Everyone's looking at him like, what's he tapping like on nectar. A watermelon for? What's he doing?
That's always a weird part, dude, because people just squeeze the fruit to know if it's good or not.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that means all the fruit that's left over has been all the massively squeezed fruit
that no one wanted. Yeah. All that fruit's there, touching just like, fruit I've like just been that. Groped all day. Nobody wants me,
huh? That's me too fruit right there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take the old squishy fruit home. Just so it feels loved.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you go to a grocery store like a Monday fruit. Night, mm-hmm. that's all you get.
Rescue fruit.
Rescue fruit?
Why adopt when you could rescue a peach?
It should be free, though.
Well, hopefully we distracted you enough where you don't remember the stories.
I remember completely.
Where are
what
we?
Do you think?
I could read the headlines again or whatever.
I think that the... Teletubby one is real.
Okay.
You know?
Do you?
I think so.
I think the onion one's real.
All right.
Because Teletubby, I mean, it's like, I think you're like, okay, if I do it in the middle of the night, they'll be like, am I dreaming? And I'm like, oh, I had a crazy dream. I saw Teletubbies. In reality, I got
you. Vinny's over here smirking. I'm trying to read your body language. Chicken,
you know?
I know.
Just so you know, he's adjusted to the psychology element. So good luck reading that. Because he's learned from past experiences.
Usually we have a fake news button. But again, 2 weeks in a row, Ellen has forgot the button.
I've seen that button in your
fake
house.
News. Yeah, it's in my house. It's on my shelf. I've definitely
thought it. Is it like that was easy button?
Yeah, but it says fake news. And Trump's like,
so you can confirm your storyline, but news. Again,
I think Teletubbies is real, man.
I don't really think that was a
I'm more impressed. Where
use the gavel to confirm.
Teletubbies, over and out.
That's real.
10-4.
Okay.
Onions.
It's real?
Real. Yeah. Over and out.
Ooh, okay. We got to, their split decision here. If you could pull up the
they're article. Like, they're both real. This world's fucked. We're like, hey!
We have yet to do that. And the news story...
Dun, 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 dun,
that
dun,
is
dun,
the
dun,
true news story.
What is it?
Boom, 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 boom.
Loading.
Accurate.
All right.
Now, if you tell me that this was a Teletubby, I'm going to be upset.
There's no video, just so you know.
Oh.
Yeah, there is. Scroll down.
No video.
What's that right there?
It's an ad.
Oh, no way.
Disconnected from the...
Oh, yeah. And it is the Teletubby.
No!
Yes.
Teletubby is real.
Hell yeah.
Nice job.
I knew it, bro. I'll go to crazy lengths to get somebody's Kung Pao chicken.
Again, I'd like to reiterate, I do so much research. I was researching how much onions weighed. I had to look up.
Did you type that out yourself?
I typed that out myself.
That was sounded great.
That was the other thing. The first
one
was...
I get better than you.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Way better written than the Teletubby.
See? I'm starting to get so much... But dude, I look up... I didn't even know Little Rock, Arkansas. Like, I found... I'm looking up specific details. I had to look up Edwards Food Giants a real place. I'm
looking a lot of work in there.
Dude, it's a lot of work in writing.
Did you get like extra credit or something?
No,
like that?
I'm
like,
just hoping to get, you know, 20,000 followers.
Like Adderall just to write that out right there.
Trust me, it's a lot of work.
You should sell fake news articles to podcasts around the world.
What's that?
You should sell fake news articles. That was good.
Like Onion? Like the Onion?
The Onion. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Like yeah. The Onion.
Damn.
Damn. That's, damn. Dude, that's deep.
You should apply to The Onion with your Onion story. Oh. And they're just like, what the hell?
The Onion's really good about only giving like 100 characters. Just let me be the CEO of the company?
Yeah. The Onion just
is that still a real thing?
They are. Still mm-hmm. out there.
The Onion? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're massive.
Yeah.
They still make stories?
That'd be so weird to work
there. Their Twitter is huge. Yeah, people legitimately... Like Elon Musk will always be like not an Onion article, or sometimes they'll like just troll people.
Do people still think that they're true though?
Yeah, yeah, because
all the time
the Onion is so ambiguous that you can't really tell. Like
sometimes it's ambiguous.
No, but like the name of it, it's you can't tell if it's like it's not like real news or
serious
news,
question. Yeah. How do they not get sued though? Like what if they what do they call it?
Parody?
No, yeah, the word
they're satire.
They're, yeah, they're no, satire.
Yeah,
they're joke writers. Like you can't. Okay. It'd be like saying you can get sued because you make a joke about a topic.
Yeah, but isn't there something, what's it called? It begins with an E.
Slander?
Yeah. If,
that what doesn't
if
start with an E.
Defamation?
Erection.
No matter what, like they're publicized as a fake news satire source, so no one can sue them when they're clearly just like, you know.
Making stuff up.
Yeah. There's a disclaimer that's like, hey, we're fake, and if people share
there's a disclaimer. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you go to their site, and it's like the number one source for fake news. Like,
okay.
That'd be like trying to sue Game of Thrones. Like, you telling me there's not dragons, dog? Bro.
Nice. Well, good job. Congratulations.
What I win?
Not yet. There's two rounds.
So potentially he could tie it up right now.
What happens at a tie?
Tiebreaker.
Well, then we'll go to a tie headline, and we'll do a headline, and then you guys get no information, and you just have to discern whether or not.
Damn. All right, let's go. I'm feeling it.
All right, here we go. Here's your headline for your first story. Elephant breaks free from traveling zoo and destroys ice cream store. A traveling circus in Sweden has caused a local favorite ice cream store to permanently close after one of their elephants broke free on a Sunday evening. The elephant was seen walking throughout town, and locals alerted authorities, but none were able to properly identify the procedures needed to capture the animal. Before staff veterinarians from the circus were able to arrive in town to sedate the elephant, it accidentally broke through the front glass of an ice cream store. Witnesses say the elephant was greatly alerted and then proceeded to stampede through the store, leaving everything demolished. Hours later, the elephant was tranquilized in a park where it was recaptured and put back into its transportation vehicle. The ice cream store has pressed charges for damages, but has not been able to regain any funds, so they may reopen. The elephant is still currently performing with the circus.
Hmm.
Okay.
Shout out to them for not, you know, ruining the dream of the elephant, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Do you want to read the second one?
Yeah, read the second one. The Pope marries two flight attendants at 30,000 feet.
Gang.
Pope Francis married two airline employees in an impromptu mid-air wedding during a flight from Santiago to Iquique, Chile. Carlo and Paula, who worked for the airline LATAM, were doing a shift as a cabin crew when the unplanned ceremony took place. It began when Francis found out that they had been married in a civil ceremony in 2010 but could not go through with the religious ceremony because an earthquake had damaged the site of their planned ceremony in Santiago. They were quoted as saying, the Pope married us. He took my hands and said, if you want to marry, I can marry you. And then they told the Pope that we are husband and wife, that we have two daughters, and that we would love to receive his blessing. And all of a sudden, he asked them if they were married by the church too, and he then explained the situation. The Pope took their hands and asked if they were in love, in marriage, and if they want to keep on being together all life long. The couple said that they met at work years ago when Ruiz was the boss, and the Vatican spokesman Greg Burke confirmed that the Pope had married the couple in a proper religious ceremony.
Well,
It's funny. Again, we usually know each other's stories. We don't know each other's stories again this time. I should have read yours. You should have read mine.
Yeah,
would have been fun. Just because we usually know each other's stories, but
gotcha. I think it's kind of fun that you don't.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think we talked about doing that originally, and then we wanted to. Well, the thing was, last episode we also had a similar story headline.
Oh,
because
I see.
We didn't know each other's stories.
Got you.
Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say I think the elephant destroying an ice cream shop is fake, because who in their damn right mind would destroy an ice cream shop? That is unpatriotic.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like ice cream besides people who are lactose intolerant?
I mean, it's Sweden, so you don't know what their patriotism is.
Oh, it's Sweden. I missed that part.
Sweden. Well, you know,
the traveling circus stopping in Sweden.
Wow, I didn't think about that.
So you don't know. Like that, They may not like ice cream there. It's already cold. What they want? They don't want frozen treats.
What do they like out there? Meatballs? Swedish fish. Swedish fish?
They're banging.
I'm just trying to think. They eat Swedish fish in Sweden?
They have to.
You think?
I think they're just fish.
I don't know.
They just call them fish, and all their fish is candy.
Their ponds just grow.
They go to sushi restaurants. It's literally just gummies.
That'd be fire. It'd be so. I love Swedish fish.
Gummies wrapped in rice.
I still think that I don't know. Swedish people are.
They like meatballs.
They do. The IKEA, man. That's. Dude. Have you ever had the IKEA meatballs?
Dude, IKEA, didn't they just get sued for like something food wise? Because they
IKEA was sued.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a new thing. They just got in trouble with their food for being like prejudiced with their food.
Prejudice?
Is their food racist?
What the hell? How?
I swear to God, it's a story. Look it up. It's something weird.
Jesus.
Okay.
Considering this is a news story podcast, we should just look it up just because that'd be interesting. IKEA
getting sued.
I could absolutely imagine them getting
racist
sued.
Racist food.
I mean, the fact that they even call their stuff furniture is when it's made out of cardboard is.
Oh, it's erect cardboard.
It's like taking a house of cards and calling it a real house.
Yeah.
Like that's the same construct as IKEA furniture.
Depends on how much money you got. If all you got is a bunch of cards, you're going to live in that house of cards.
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
Listen, Your Honor. My client is not wealthy. He does not have a lot of things.
All right, what are you guys thinking? You're very adamant.
Too much
that
work
the,
to find it.
You're very adamant that the elephant is a fake story.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. So that means you believe the Pope married two flight attendants.
Oh yeah.
Confirm.
The Pope be slanging. He'd be slanging that meat.
Just slanging permanent life commitments.
Yeah.
I love how you, of all the podcasts we've done, Trevor is the deal. He'll get an answer and go, "That's the one right away." Usually people try. They think about it. They change their minds.
That's my poker face.
I love how you go. You're a gut man.
It puts pressure on him. Oh yeah, all the time.
It puts a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah.
Dang.
See, I'm still trying to like.
He's also
think
in
it
the
through.
Lead, by the way.
Yeah. That's
you got the
true.
Last one right. Yeah.
Mm,
that's
I am
true.
One
he's a
for
gut man.
One.
All right. What are you thinking?
He's got a
strong gut. Do you go for the tie or?
The Pope story sounds way more believable, but that is what got me last time.
Mm.
But you guys didn't write these stories together, so. I can't really play with the psychology. I could see the Pope.
Considering this is one of your best friends, we figured.
The Pope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really can't tell. I can't.
Pope is out here.
He's here.
Pope is out here in these streets.
He's out here. Marrying.
And I was going to say the Pope wouldn't fly on his like on a regular plane with regular people. Got that Vatican money.
That is true.
But this Pope is like, oh, I'm trying to be broke like Jesus. So.
You think the Pope has Vatican air? Like, what do you... What other plane do you think he takes private jets around?
That's what I was thinking.
Probably. He's
helicopters.
This dude has a car with a bubble.
Yeah. That's a pretty dope car.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, the Pope Mobile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he calls it?
I mean, technically, so did JFK.
How cool is that?
They just took the bubble off.
No.
I mean, he did. I'm just saying. Like
they took the top off?
Yeah. Really?
Was it a bubble, though?
Yeah.
It wasn't a bubble.
Yes.
No, the Pope has a throne. The Pope Mobile is a throne with a bubble.
Is it a glass
really?
Bubble?
Yeah.
All right. Oh,
I've
never.
Oh, dude, okay. Look up.
I think
Pope
I know
Mobile.
What you're talking about. Yeah. But
the bubble? You think you ever hot boxes?
You know how cool it would be to have plexiglass cars that are like you could see through them.
That's literally weird. That's the Jetsons, man.
Yeah, yeah, man.
That's literally you're talking about the Jetsons.
Heck
oh,
yeah!
Man, the Pope should have a Jetsons car.
The Pope Mobile.
Dude, how do we not have those?
Because if it gets in a crash, you're dead. That's why we don't have it.
But you'd look cool, you know?
Dude.
You would look cool and your legs would be all mangled.
Why does the Pope Mobile look like a dunking booth?
Oh wow, it does. Damn.
It literally looks running like, around in a dunking booth.
It looks like the weirdest like commercial for Charmin.
Dude. Yeah.
It looks just like a toilet and a glass.
He's got a man, that's not what I expected to be.
No, that's pretty cool though.
Yeah,
honestly.
I expected at least like a BMW.
I thought it was gonna be a spheric kind of
thing.
I wanted it to be a spheric.
Okay.
Like a bubble boy.
Yeah.
If the Pope has that. You really think he's flying coach on a 737?
I mean, I'll be honest. That doesn't look that looks like a smart car with like
didn't
a trunk.
Look, didn't look that too nice.
It looked like I could build that in my spare time.
All right. Just because I live in a house of cards, I'm going to say that the elephant story is real.
The elephant story is real.
Really bad heart noise, but
that was pretty good.
Wow, that was good. I knew what it was.
Yeah, no, the Pope story is real. The Pope story is real.
Did you go with
it really?
Pope story is real.
Hey,
100% real.
You're both guessed. Did you both guess the elephant?
Wait, what did I say?
No,
I said
you got
elephant.
That wrong. You thought elephant was real.
Do it.
Yeah, you said Pope was real. You went 2 for 2. You went 0 for 2.
Hey,
Wait, you said Pope was real?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
with the gut.
Pope. Yeah, he said Pope was real.
Gut feeling.
Popes are out here. 2 for 2, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Wow,
destroyed Jay. Yeah, just annihilate him.
I know my popes, and I know my hotel tubbies.
Oh, I know my popes.
Respect. Yeah. I can respect that.
Popes and Teletubbies.
We'll get to those prizes at the end, but you'll get your prize.
If you could add a new commandment, what would it be? If you became Pope, you became Pope.
Does get to add commandments?
No, but like, but, you know.
If I was Pope, I would.
Let's see.
I mean. Yeah,
we're going to change some things around here. First of all, I'm black. That's never happened before.
No. 11. What would the 11th commandment?
Dude, that's funny. Has there ever been a sketch done with a black Pope?
The black Pope? No.
Dude. Oh my God. Why is that not a character?
I think we
I mean, I guess because
now.
People would be upset. But what people take life too
people would be upset. Over what?
I don't know.
Just out of curiosity, what would the difference be between a white Pope and a black Pope?
Dude, it's a sketch. You could dive into that shit, man. Do whatever you want.
No, I want to know exactly what Vinny thinks.
Yeah,
would be
no,
the
that's.
Difference.
Yeah. What would the difference be?
Oh, you're trying to make me sound racist? I see what's going on here.
You know, what does it matter? But.
What would your commandment be, though?
What would your commandment be?
Like, if you could add one.
You can
just troll.
Thou shalt
spank
that
ass.
I would just take a sponsorship deal and just thou shalt drink.
Yeah, thou shalt drink.
Take a sponsorship. Does the Pope have an Instagram page with, like, ad? Hashtag
dude,
ad.
Oh, my God.
The Pope has the most Twitter followers out there, man.
Really?
Really?
Twitter
dude,
followers?
Dude,
what is Pope tweeting about? Is it just verses from the Bible? Like, what is he... He got jokes?
Do you think his timeline is just as wild as anybody else's? Like, you guys ever just go on Twitter and it's just porn? You're like, why?
He probably has a Finsta.
Probably.
The Pope has to have a Finsta.
It's just like, God, Pope.
Yeah.
The Pope. I'm looking at
it. It's just like Pope spelled backwards. You're like, wait, what?
Epop.
Epop, yeah.
Yeah, just Epop. He's at Epop. Does the Pope... What is the Pope... Andrew Pope?
Maybe he has an answer.
Are you searching for this?
Pope? No, no. Somebody... He's got... the Pope has a... Hold on, let's see.
Pope Francis, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I
think well, you know, it's also like meals? When you become a president, you get Popeyes. The old account. So, like, Trump got all of Obama's followers.
You got all of POTUS.
It's like, that sucks. You build up an account, and then somebody's like, mine now.
Dang. He doesn't even use it, though.
Yeah, right.
Trump is like, he flexes. Well,
so, what if somebody like came up to you, like, yo, that YouTube channel is mine now? I'd be like, what?
What the heck?
I built up all these followers.
Hey man, give me 900,000 to call me Trevor Wallace.
Yeah, I wonder how many people call me.
Hey guys, I'm Trevor Wallace, guys.
Okay, out of curiosity, if you could take his Instagram account, but you had to legally change your name and start completely over, would you do it?
It's just me?
Yeah.
Trevor Wallace.
Would you legally change your name for an extra 800,000 followers?
Dude, I'm legally going to change my name to Elton.
Oh, just yeah. If that's the case, I'm changing my name to Logan Paul right off the bat, bro. Give me that 15 mil,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, bro. Damn. I can't find this. I'm bad at searching everything right now, but the Pope's got searching? A Twitter or Instagram or something.
The Pope's Twitter?
Well, look it up.
Is he posting like thirst traps?
He's got.
And stuff? Except it's just thirsty.
I think
people.
He has an Instagram. I could be wrong, but it's one of those. One of those.
Has the Pope? Wait,
accounts.
So the Pope has never had sex, right? He's not allowed to.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
He's not Jesus.
You guys have?
Is he married?
I don't know.
No. Is he?
No. He has not had.
Oh,
sex.
Oh yeah, because
no, the
like,
Pope's not married, and you can't have sex till marriage.
That's why he married two females on a flight. He's like, they're like, what can we get for you to drink? He's like, my thirst is insane right now.
Definitely didn't marry two females because the Pope would not be doing that.
Wasn't that the airplane thing?
No, it was a couple. It was two flight attendants. Weird for you to just assume that both flight attendants were female.
Oh, God.
he plays the devil's advocate for everything.
Everybody in the room just got canceled.
Yeah. We got to teach him how to
I'm
yes
Jewish.
And
I just run out of the room.
I know how to yes, man. It's way more fun to do this.
We should call this podcast called Elton Likes to Make People Feel Uncomfortable every episode.
Yeah. It's called Perjury. Yeah, every
perjury,
day.
Hell yeah.
Dude, well, I mean,
all right.
Should we do
what
these?
Did I win?
We'll get to that.
Okay, we'll do it at the end. All right.
What did I lose?
You know.
Dignity.
We're going to play another game.
My respect to the friends for not knowing.
We didn't play this last
stuff.
Week. We're going to try this, and if you know, we could, if we have time, we go back to the honor.
Okay. Yeah.
Why not? Okay, so basically we're just going to spin it. You land on a place, whatever place it is, you just have to make up a new story in that town, wherever it is. So
wherever
it
lands, you just make it up.
Wherever it lands, you're making up a new story.
Make up a headline, and then back
up
a new story.
Sure.
That's it. Wherever
you land. Where'd you land?
I landed in Jordan. Tonight's top story in Jordan, a man was seen trying to trademark Jordan by Team Jordan. Team Jordan's respondent has reached out saying that they trademarked it and Michael Jordan was there before the land of Jordan. Michael Jordan has not responded to this news story, although the diehard fan has all Jordan from head to toe. Here he is live. We were here first, bitch. Back to you, Tom.
Dude. That was one of the best ones we've had yet.
That was unbelievable.
That was one of the best ones we've had of all these globes. That was one of the best.
You guys fuck with me,
bro,
huh?
That was fucking great.
So the Jordanian people are claiming that they own the trademark to the Jordan brand.
Dude, you gave us a whole newscaster.
Yeah, whole story.
Dude, that was great.
Wow.
Thanks, man. Nice. I took a broadcast class in college for a semester. Just one.
Oh, well, that helps.
Yeah, yeah.
You cheated. Where'd you go?
Japan. Well, I guess it's Japan.
Where are you at?
Yeah.
Japan? What happened in Japan?
This just in from Tokyo, Japan. A man has tried to marry a hologram and, well, they're going to let him.
Wow.
He met the hologram when he was 13 years old. Uh-oh. It was an anime character that he downloaded. It was originally used for porn.
Oh.
Hmm.
But he wanted to upgrade from his waifu pillow.
Whoa. Waifu. All right.
Oh,
where's the pillow at?
He had a small ceremony with just his mom. His dad disowned him.
Mm.
And him and his hologram live happily together. She mostly just gives him directions.
Mm. Wow.
She's Siri.
I'm down for that. Hologram. Oh. Where's them hologram babes?
So he married hologram version of Siri.
Hey, hologram babes. Holla at me.
That can't be a wise decision, right? Because you'd just be corrected.
That's a good story.
Time.
Hey, we got to give him credit. That was a pretty good story, man. Good story. You give us a newscaster voice. We haven't had anybody give us a newscaster voice until this episode. You guys are on fire.
Stepped it up.
Crowd goes wild.
There's hologram girls everywhere.
All right. Dude, I love it. You want to do it?
Yeah, I'll
go
do it.
For it.
It's pretty fun. Let's do a random ass news story. Here, go ahead. Spin it.
Yep.
Okay.
Bow. Ooh, what'd you get in Africa?
Libya.
Libya.
Libya. Just breaking news. Libya's government has now elected to legally change the name of their country to Libya in hopes to increase the amount of tourism out of irony. They believe that changing the name of Libya will cause more tourists to want to come to their airport, to their country landmark, and take pictures in front of the sign. And for this matter, it is currently being pending approval through the United Nations. So that's what they're hoping right now. They're actually going to change their state flag to represent a star in the center of a labia. And the UN is currently debating whether or not to approve the situation.
Wow.
Yep. You would think they'd just go with like a flower or something.
No.
Something nice.
Nope. They want to go with an actual labia, and they're going to change their country's flower to a rose.
Wow.
That seems to be the breaking story out of it.
Damn.
Would you guys visit? If you could visit the labia?
Labia.
I mean, here's the thing. It's still Libya.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point. Their image can't... You know, travelers don't want to go there now, so I mean, anything's better, right?
Change the image.
Anything would be better.
Yeah.
I'd go. Check it out. Take a picture
in
front of the sign.
Revert, like,
hey, where are we taking our vacation?
Layover?
You want to go to Punta Cana or Libya? I don't know. Libya sounds nice.
Libya does sound pretty good.
I'll go Libya.
I mean, it's got
really
a nice
cheap.
Tone
it's
to
got a
Libya.
It's got a ring.
And then maybe they pronounce it fancy. They're like, Libya.
Ooh.
Libya.
Libya.
Ooh.
Labia.
Ooh, is it getting hot in here?
Right.
Ooh,
I would go to Labia. Have a layover in Labia. That would be the marketing
plan.
Just have a layover in Labia.
There it is. That's
I got laid in Labia.
Oh.
Wow.
I got laid in Labia. They got a new slogan. When in Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I got laid in Labia. That's the new one right there.
Slays in Labia, stays in Labia.
Ooh.
Wow. Marketing.
Hey, Labia. Libya, holler at us.
I think we need to pitch this
to
Libya. I think we need to pitch it to them.
We're going
to
go meet the ambassador.
Governor, we can tweet.
Let's just get in touch with their dictator.
Hear me out, guys.
You want to spin me?
Yeah, I will spin you. Yeah, here we go. Ready? And
today's new story. Oh, you want to spin a little harder? I landed in Turkey. I landed on Turkey. Boy, that's
right. Go.
What's wrong with Turkey?
Today's new story happened in Turkey where a man shoved a turkey's head up his ass. He did not do it for a dare. He did it for pure pleasure, and he is now facing charges for 5,000 years in prison and has decided to start a podcast in jail as the Turkey Man Podcast.
That one's definitely fake.
Not
Let's call it bullshit here, but
thanks for tuning in to the Turkey Man Podcast. I do have a turkey
in my ass, right now.
So a man in Turkey has now shoved a turkey up his own ass.
Dude, people are doing anything to be famous
ironic,
right now.
You know? Yeah.
Guys, anything to be famous. Can you believe this guy? He shoves a turkey in his ass. It's unacceptable. But look, you got to respect him for, you know, he's doing what he takes.
He's doing what he loves, you know?
There's no longevity in that marketing
I'll shove a chicken up my ass.
Not a lot of people give turkeys love, you know? I don't think turkeys are out here like that. I don't think they're loving.
I didn't ask him to do it. He just did it.
know? Yeah, I mean, that's true. You're supporting it, so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, thank you?
Yeah.
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 Oh, okay.
Turkey's got a new image.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. Yeah, watch out, gerbils.
Sounds like a Subway slogan.
Turkey's got a new image. Dude, they're promoting podcasts now.
Wow.
They're the biggest podcast country in the world. If you haven't, after this news story came out, it's a big thing. You should guys look it up. But basically, they
it's where Joe Rogan's based out, right?
All the podcast, the biggest podcast in right now currently is in Turkey. Not that one. It's a different one.
Wait, are you being for real?
No. Well, I was in
improv. Oh, see, improv. No, I was like, was I don't, man, there might be some like.
Because I was thinking that same thing, but yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to say
I was
that.
I was going along with the story.
I was just going to risk sounding dumb.
Yeah.
Like, man, Turkey's got a big podcast.
A
year later, we're like, holy shit, they do.
All right, well, I don't know.
Let's do Your Honor. We still have a little bit of time. How much time do we have left?
We're at 55.
Ooh, let's do one more round of honor, and then we'll get these gifts.
Cool.
All right, I'm going to read one for you. Ready?
What? Yeah.
You're defending your client again.
Oh, this game is so much fun that I would just do the whole podcast with Your Honor. Right, here we go. Order in the courts.
Yep.
You're defending your client. Just pick any random one. Man sentenced to 10 days for dragging shark behind boat. Your client dragged a shark behind a boat. What do you have to say about your client?
Well, Your Honor, see, he's a big fisherman, right?
Real big.
And he recently just got married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had he put the cans, you know, what people do cans on the car, and it's like, just married, that would be pollution in the ocean.
Yeah, right? I don't like
aluminum in the ocean? What, do we not want to live another 38 years? So I was like, hook something that's already in the water.
Ooh.
Right? So I had him drag. No, I didn't have him. He thought it'd be a good idea to.
So you're accomplice to that.
To hook a shark, and you know that way it's like a natural can, and it makes the noise, and it causes a scene. Like, what is that? And then
he did kill the shark. The shark died.
I would just also like the court to know it was a mako shark. It's an endangered species.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and he died.
Yeah, but sharks are kind of dangerous people. So they're not people, but if they were people, they'd be dangerous.
They would certainly be gang members. Yeah. They would be definitely. I agree with that.
So what he was doing is he was raising awareness that, hey, look, I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I also took out a shark while I did it.
Wow.
For the protection of the people playing on the beach, because this was off the coast of Malibu. A lot of kids playing out there.
Yeah, people with money out there, too. They need those arms.
Jaws? That's all I'm saying.
Scary. Yeah. That's right. So he was doing it to celebrate a love with his fiance of... 28 years.
That's a good year. 28.
But they wanted to reenact the wedding.
That was the wedding. Well, they redid their vows.
Oh, they redid. Cool. Just want to clarify with the court.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you made a good defense. I'm gonna put you in jail because you like going.
Hey, we here again. Woo! I just see myself in jail. Like, what up,
everybody?
You're off the hook. He's going. All right. You wanna read one for him?
I'll throw a new one at Jay. See what he's got.
We got this.
Jeez, I'm not reading that one. It's grim as hell.
Let's pick anyone.
Dun, dun. Oh, wait. No, you're the judge. I forgot.
Yeah, I am.
You got excited.
I just really wanted to bang the gavel.
Okay.
Wait, who's the bailiff?
I mean, you can be the bailiff.
Right here's the bailiff.
Okay. Your shirt? Yeah.
The bailiff.
All
right, here we go.
Starting to brand.
Your client was arrested because he actually tried to board a flight to Orlando with a fake grenade.
Hey. All right. Your Honor, I'm here to defend my client who made an honest mistake.
Honest.
My client is an enthusiast of the Second Amendment. Now.
Which is?
Right to bear arms.
The right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
It sure is. Now, he has legally AK-47s, AR-15s, machine guns. My client has a tank. it's totally legal, all right? He uses them to educate, to tell kids, hey, you don't want this. You don't want nothing to do with this, do you?
Oh, it's educational.
It's very educational.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So one day, he was showing some kids grenades.
Grenades.
Because, hey, you don't want a kid to see a grenade and then be like, hey, what's this? Let me play with it.
It looks like a papaya.
It looks like a fruit. Mm-hmm. A little, and they'd be like, oh my God, maybe I'm hungry. No.
Yeah.
Okay. My client was demonstrating to children what a grenade looks like, how it works, so in case they find one in the wild, they'll know to run away.
Oof, man.
Community service was one.
He was actually going to do a another meeting with at another school in Arkansas. And in his haste, left a grenade in his bag.
Little Rock. Oh.
But as an experienced owner of all these arms and tanks and grenades, would he not have been wise enough to know to not carry that on board?
Your Honor, he knew. But no one's perfect.
I'd like to ask
a Po-body's nerfect.
Do you want to go to jail?
This time, no. I think I'm over it. I got like 5 sentences.
He wants off.
Okay. You want off?
I want off.
85 flights were canceled. They were all Spirit Airlines.
I mean, those weren't going to be dismissed anyway. You did us a favor. Yeah, those were getting canceled regardless of that day.
You saved a lot of people a lot of time of showing up to the airport and then getting the hotel.
Actually, no, it's real. Spirit Airlines has the dirtiest water.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Out of the 10 rating at Airlines,
Oh, gross.
Like, what would they
like, they're like cup of water? Yeah.
Spirit has the dirtiest water.
How? Was it not from a bottle?
No. You can get bottled water.
You just see the Spirit Airlines filling up in the bathroom before the flight?
No, that's basically what the article was about.
That's crazy.
Wow.
The water they serve you. Yeah.
How are they still an airline?
I don't know.
Because when you got $13 and need to get to Connecticut.
Stories for us, huh?
No, I think we're all set.
We're all set. All right, let's give them a gift.
What did I win?
What did I lose?
So today,
Hey! Sponges!
So you won.
You won sponges?
Those are napkins.
Those are napkins.
These
are
tissues. Which they weren't taken from another podcast, so that's a reuse.
Oh.
You get a regular hero hat, my man.
Oh, hey! Wow. Hell yeah. Sweet.
That's a dope hat.
No, thank you.
Regular Hero, by the way, is a nonprofit charity that I run with Steve Simone, Sean Laquasto. Yep. And it's all the profits go to, you know, Children's Hospital and different charities we do.
And to bailing me out of jail.
Hell yeah.
Bailing me
out. Is this podcast real?
Don't send him to jail.
No, please don't.
Dude, you guys killed it, man. Thank you for doing the podcast.
Where can everyone find you? What are you working on? Where can they find you?
Find me, Trevor Wallace, anything. Except Twitter. Still haven't got that name locked down. Just Trev Wall, which is
That's annoying. Okay.
Yes.
You kind of sound like a basketball player.
You know, Trev Wall.
Yeah, you should just change it to Trey Wall.
Trey Wall.
You have any stand-up
Treyway.
Dates?
Oh, that's a little too close to Treyway. 6'9" in jail. sketchy. I'm going to be in Boston in December and then Phoenix in November and then a bunch of other than like Connecticut and New York in October.
That's awesome.
So I like that you go November. Backwards. Very I really cool. Most people go forward and I kind of like the excitement of going backwards.
Well, like, they're so far away. Wait a second. yeah, I like that's it. That's tonight. That's 5 minutes.
I had a show yesterday. Get a time machine, go back and watch.
Exactly.
What about you, my man?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at JAYWALKR because I couldn't afford the E.
No.
So it's just JWALKR. And no stand up dates right now, but I do have a Facebook watch show called Airport Security Squad coming out in November.
Hey.
Ass.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Should be really funny.
You guys are awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, if you guys, again, tune in every Monday. If you want to participate, you could send us your news stories, real stories, fake stories. We might say them on there and give you a little shout out on our podcast. And tune in every Monday. Like, subscribe, share. We would appreciate that. Follow me on Vinny Fastline.
At Elton Caste and TFIL.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks guys.
See you next time. Woo! It's gonna be a good day. Not everything is gonna go your way. It's all about the way you think. Rise from your past. Don't say. Not every day is gonna be a good day. Not everything is gonna go your way. It's all about the way you think. Rise from your past. Remember, perfection is a fantasy. Take my hands and come dance with me. The whole